From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung attends the Group of Seven summit in France and asks U.S. President Donald Trump to work on peacefully resolving issues with North Korea. Protesters demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections continue the rally for the 13th day, blocking entry to a sports stadium that was used as a ballot counting center. And the Defense Ministry plans to ease land use restrictions along the inter-Korean border. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung is in the French town of Evian-le-Bain for the Group of Seven summit, having joined the talks as a guest on Tuesday along with the leaders of India, Brazil, and Kenya. During a photo session, he also had a brief encounter with U.S. President Donald Trump and asked him to make efforts to resolve North Korea issues. Rosian Bach has more.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Leaders of the G7 nations and their partner countries gathered for group photos Tuesday in a show of unity during the annual summit in Evian-le-Bain, France. President Lee Jae-myung is attending this year's G7 summit as an invited guest. During a brief encounter there, he asked U.S. President Donald Trump to spearhead a peaceful resolution of North Korea issues, quote, just as he resolved the Middle East war, according to the top office. At the first extended session at the summit, he discussed advances in AI technology and called for the benefits of those advances to be shared among all countries.
Welcome.
On the sidelines of the multilateral event, he held talks with his Canadian counterpart at a time when South Korea is bidding for a massive submarine project to replace the Royal Canadian Navy's aging fleet.
It's a great pleasure to be back with President Lee. Since we last met in Korea, our partnerships continue to grow. We're working across defense, across investment, across trade, on all aspects, including on the cultural side. So it's great. We have a lot to talk about.
And since there are so many areas where we can cooperate in, I believe we must discuss the more detailed areas where we will expand our cooperation.
With German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, he agreed to seek defense industrial collaboration.
So many thanks for your time.
The South Korean leader is scheduled to take part in expanded sessions and other events during the two-day summit through Wednesday. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Protesters demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections are continuing the rally for the 13th day Wednesday and are still surrounding a handball stadium in Seoul's Songpa district that was used as a ballot counting center. They are blocking entry to the stadium, arguing that the fairness of the elections was compromised due to ballot paper shortages at many polling stations. Bae Ji-yeon has more on the situation.
The handball gymnasium houses several sports associations, including the Korean Fencing Federation. Fencing association officials tried to get inside the stadium on Tuesday to retrieve gear for members of the national team ahead of the 2026 Senior Asian Fencing Championships in India, which start later this week. Lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party sought to persuade the protesters to give way to the athletes, but with one adamant protester blocking the doors, Olympic gold medalist Oh Sang-wook and other fencers had to leave for the event without their equipment. The fencers borrowed swords and other gear for the international competition. The gymnasium served as a vote-counting center for the June 3rd local elections, which were marred by ballot paper shortages that occurred at least 26 polling stations. The demonstrators say they are blockading the gymnasium to make sure ballot boxes are not tampered with, and they are demanding a redo of the elections. The National Election Commission has apologized for what happened on Election Day, but says new elections are uncalled for. The government has launched a joint probe to get to the bottom of the ballot shortages. Police are also investigating some protesters on suspicion of obstruction of business. Pedro Cubis World Radio News.
The Defense Ministry plans to ease land use restrictions along the inter-Korean border as part of deregulatory efforts to promote coexistence between civilians and the military. According to the ministry on Wednesday, the civilian control line, which lies within 10 kilometers south of the military demarcation line dividing the two Koreas, will be adjusted northward by an average of 2 kilometers starting next year. Adjusting the distance between the two lines to an average of 6 kilometers will also mean reclassifying an expanse of land covering about 270 square kilometers, or 90 times the size of Seoul's Yeouido, from a control protection zone to a restricted protection zone, making construction and land development projects possible with the proper authorization. The ministry will also seek to adjust the existing restricted protection zones within 25 kilometers south of the military demarcation line starting in the latter half of the year, and to lift all restrictions on land use for an area measuring about 450 square kilometers or 150 times the size of Yeouido. A special counsel team is seeking a prison term of 1 year and 6 months for Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hun for alleged violations of the Political Funds Act. Special counsel Min Jung-gi's team on Wednesday also requested a forfeiture order for Oh of 33 million won, or about $22,000, during a final hearing at the Seoul Central District Court. Oh was indicted without detention in December last year on allegations that he obtained the results of 10 opinion polls from power broker Myung Tae-kyun ahead of the 2021 Seoul mayoral by-election, and that longtime supporter Kim Han-jung paid the 33 million won fee. Prosecutors argued that Oh undermined the transparency of political financing by having a third party cover the cost of opinion polls closely tied to his political activities. They also said he circumvented regulations governing political funds and damaged public trust in the rule of law while continuing to deny the charges. The antitrust regulator will remove the cap on whistleblower rewards and allow payouts of up to 10% of imposed fines in an effort to encourage reporting of unfair trade practices. The Fair Trade Commission announced on Wednesday that it has revised its regulations on rewards for reporting violations of the Fair Trade Act and related laws, with the changes set to take effect on Thursday. Under the previous system, rewards were capped at 3 billion won, or about $2 million, and the payout rate decreased as the amount of fines increased. The revised rules abolish the cap and apply a reward rate of up to 10% of the fine imposed. The FTC said the change is intended to ensure that whistleblowers receive sufficiently large rewards when reporting major cases that result in substantial fines. An unauthorized drone appeared during a closed-door training session as the South Korean national football team prepared for its second match at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. According to team officials, the incident occurred during a 90-minute private training session held Tuesday at the training ground in Zapopan near Guadalajara, Mexico. The drone was spotted in the early stages of practice while players were taking part in warm-up exercises ahead of a match against Mexico set for 10 a.m. Friday, Korea Standard Time. Team security personnel detected the aircraft, and the Mexican military drone jamming operator stationed at the team's base camp brought it down. Officials from the team, local police, and the military attempted to secure the drone, but two men believed to be its operators reportedly retrieved it and fled the scene. South Korea's two-way player Um Jun-sang has become an official player in Major League Baseball after signing with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The team announced on its website on Tuesday that who played for Deoksu High School in Seoul, signed a deal during the international signing period that includes a $1.5 million signing bonus. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.